to the Batmobile. Let's go.
Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
Roger. Ready to move out.
Welcome to issue number 7 of the Fandom Podcast. I'm Jack.
I'm Joey.
Here we are. Number 7. We missed last week, which may have been a mistake, but it was, you know, it was Easter. It is what it is. I'm not going to apologize for it. But
I was gone.
It was quite a content-heavy week. Godzilla dropped.
Okay.
Suicide trailers dropped.
Okay.
Loki trailer dropped.
Okay.
Those were the things that we missed, and then some news came out today. So, we haven't watched Kong. Can't review it. Look for that next week, probably.
Yeah.
I'd assume we can carve out 2 hours for that.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess.
Loki trailer. We just watched it. Raw thoughts.
I don't know what's going on whatsoever. I get it. I got picked up Deathrag, gone back. Now he's working with Time Cop.
Time Cops. I'm into it.
Yeah.
Time Cops seems fun.
I mean, so far, the Marvel shows have been great, so it's like, it's going to be good.
My one thing that I hope they don't do, and I'm sure they will because it's Loki, but I don't want a lot of Asgard, and I don't want a lot of magic. I want it to be straight up Time Cops. We're going through these...
you say Asgard?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're going through all these fun, like, historical moments that Loki's going to change or reset to the way it's supposed to be. Like, that's what I want. I don't want Loki throwing magic around and Asgardians taking.
So, the end of the show, do you think it's Loki popping back in with the Tesseract to the moment where he lost it or took it?
Yeah, so I think, like, our reality is going to be like a snap. Like, he walked out, walked back in. Like, walked out with the Tesseract, walked right back in. There was, 2 seconds.
I'm sorry, guys.
I didn't want this. I think that'll be the end of the show.
So, one season?
Yeah, I think as of right now, they're all only confirmed for one season. Maybe Vision has 2, but I'm not sure.
That's dumb. Just the way they ended Vision, they should not only have 1 season.
That one might have 2 confirmed. You have a computer in front of you. I'm not 100% sure on that, but I'm pretty sure the other shows are only guaranteed for 1 season.
In the works, but MCU boss Kevin has been cagey about whether WandaVision season 2 is happening.
So there you go.
There you go.
Not even greenlit.
Nope.
I will tell you that did get greenlit. Oh, look at that. That's skipping to today, this week's news. Never mind. I'll not use that segue. Suicide Squad trailer. Red Band trailer got it. It has the most Red Band views ever. Fun
nice.
Fact. Yeah.
Solid. Looks good.
Yeah, looks fun.
Yeah, I'm ready to watch fight a giant starfish.
Yep. And I'm ready to watch, you know, a shark eat a lot of people. And it just looks fun. I don't really...
Favorite line that I hope that makes it into the movie from the trailer is, if you have a personalized license plate, you die.
Hmm.
Wait, no. I really hope that makes it in there, because if you have a personalized license plate, fuck you.
I think that will be. I think... I hope that this was a happy coincidence that the coughing line just so happened to be COVID related.
Yeah.
I hope that it wasn't written because of COVID. I hope that was written
and then
COVID
just
happened.
Happened to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
That's what I'm hoping. I'm assuming that they wrote it for COVID.
Yeah, but probably.
I hope not. It looks good. I'm happy to see everything that's happening. James Gunn got his job back with Marvel.
Nice.
Yep.
So well, yeah, because he said he wanted to finish. They already gave him his job back. They gave him
his
job back.
Yeah, it was
a
long time ago.
But he said he wanted to finish Suicide Squad before he went back and started Guardians 3.
Yeah. So he had been fired, then hired at DC, then rehired by Marvel, and was going to wait for Suicide Squad to be over, which is fair. But I just saw a article saying that he is starting to ramp up with
Guardians 3.
Yep.
Guardians and Thor, whatever it is.
Yep. So,
nice.
There's that. Good
Solid.
For him.
Yeah.
Seems like a good guy.
The Beautiful Terrible
from the
Mind.
Only movies that I've watched is all I know.
Yeah. I mean, he's had a lot, hasn't he?
Well, I've only watched
all the Guardians
three, and actually,
his.
I hated one of them. So really, I'm.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point. The second one sucked.
Yep.
I'm just searching up James Gunn, see what other movies he's done. What else did you want to talk about?
So this week's news.
Okay.
Did you see Netflix signed a exclusive deal with Sony?
I did.
Yeah, so that's
so
cool.
All movies.
Spider-Man and all Sony things will be on Netflix.
Nice.
Yep.
Solid.
Yeah, look forward to that, I guess.
Yeah.
There aren't a lot of Sony movies out there that I really like, but, you know, look forward to that. I've got it, so I'll use it.
Now we can watch all the amazing Spider-Mans.
Two of them. That
yeah.
is all of them.
Yeah.
Speaking of the other Spider-Man movies, because Tobey Maguire will be on Netflix and part of that deal, Sam Raimi and Tobey Maguire are in talks to making a fourth movie.
Gross.
You come down on this far too hard, and I feel like it's because you came into...
They even made fun of it in the animated Spider-Man movies.
So?
It was got dog shit.
They made fun of it in the animated movie because it became a meme. Like, that's why that happened. They're not making fun of it if it didn't become a meme first.
Yeah, okay. I don't like Tobey Maguire's face.
Well, we'll always disagree on this. Tobey Maguire, for the times, which we only had that and X-Men at that point, like, that were really going on, Tobey Maguire and Sam Raimi were making masterpieces in the comic book world. We don't get the MCU and Kevin Feige and Jon Favreau's movies without Sam Raimi and Tobey Maguire.
You think so?
100%.
Hmm.
Because the X-Men's movies, to what I remember, weren't doing great. Like, they were fun movies at that point. And people didn't respect Superman, the movies that came out. Keaton's Batmans, of course, were doing well, but then we got all the bad Batmans with Clooney and what's his other, what's the other guy's name?
Yeah, that guy.
Val Kilmer.
Yeah.
Like, those killed superhero genres, and then Raimi and X-Men come in and go, Spider-Man and Raimi, and then X-Men, they, like, paved the way.
Yeah, but if you think that's true, why didn't Marvel stick with Sony then?
Huh?
Like, why didn't Marvel make their movies through Sony? If you think that was true.
What do you mean?
Because didn't Sony make the Spider-Mans?
Yeah.
With Raimi and
yeah.
Tobey Maguire? Why wouldn't they stick making their movies and keep the Sony tag?
I mean, that's just like saying Fantastic Four at Paramount. They were also Marvel doing
yeah.
a thing
yeah,
at a different studio.
I know. I guess licensing is why Sony made those movies.
Yeah.
Never mind then.
Yep.
I don't agree with you. Well, I think those movies were...
The first one was fine. It was weird seeing 30-year-olds be high school students. I'll always critique that. But the second one is a comic book masterpiece. It's not like... Dark Knight, where it's supposed to be real world, like this, you could be living in that. Sam Raimi's Spider-Man 2 is like you're reading a comic book. It's fun and like exciting, and you're kind of scared of the villain, but you know the heroes. You're not feeling like you're living in that New York, but you feel like you're reading that movie. The Dark Knight feels like you could be living in Gotham, and fucking something could happen poorly. Like, you know, there's mm-hmm. that difference.
Yeah, I gotcha.
And it's just more comic booky. It's a, like, to-the-core comic book movie.
Okay.
All right.
You're just not going to change my mind. I do not like those movies whatsoever.
Well, the synopsis that I saw for the sequel is straight out of Doctor Strange's Madness of the Multiverse, or whatever it's called. Apparently, that's... where they're going, how they're going to introduce Tobey Maguire or something like that for Spider-Man 3. Mm-hmm. Far From, no, what is it? No Way Home.
No Way Home.
No Way Home. So that's how they're going to introduce the other Spider-Men, is through Doctor Strange.
So it's not this third Spider-Man that's coming out? Because this is coming out before Doctor Strange.
Is it?
Doctor Strange is 2022.
Oh, then I might be... I just read that Tobey Maguire is going to have some sort of role for...
pretty sure it's
Doctor Strange, and his little like interactions or whatever will be directed by Sam Raimi, and they want to do a fourth movie.
Yeah, 2022.
When is Far or No Way Home?
2021. It's December. It's this Christmas.
So maybe he gets. I don't know. Maybe
Doctor Strange. I thought everybody was rumored for this movie.
They are.
So is this the start of his multiverse of madness?
Yeah, I have no idea, because what I read was that it's all predicated off of Doctor Strange's madness multiverse movie.
Oh, and so they're gonna pull like a
the like way a I
Captain
read
Marvel kind of thing, where that was like the last movie that came out, but it was before everything else.
Oh, maybe.
So like Multiverse of Madness is before Spider-Man No Way From Home.
They don't usually do that though.
They don't, but is that how they're gonna?
Especially with a year gap, it'd be weird.
Right. So maybe.
But
no
they
way,
might.
Maybe.
I
no
mean,
way
time
home.
Time lap or time wise, like portions of that movie could be happening during or before. So maybe. Right. The way I read the article was that it'd probably be like a 15-minute scene at max, and that scene would be directed by Sam Raimi, which is getting Sony a little itch to make their own little, or to continue that world, especially in the world in the day and age of bringing Keaton back for Flashpoint, and like all these old stars are coming back to reprise their role.
Sure,
I'm sure Sony's like, people loved those movies except for Joey. So,
it's fair. I got it. I just read that Elizabeth Olsen was in Multiverse of Madness, which is great.
Oh, you didn't know that? Oh, yeah. She apparently, I assume, is going to have a pretty big role. I'd assume that Doctor Strange is going to help her hone in her magic skills.
Yeah, so I wonder if it is only a one-off season, and then that's where we'll pick her up. It's the cabin.
Yeah.
In the woods.
Probably. Maybe she goes insane. Or, like, not insane, but, like, tries to hone in her skills and accidentally splits the universe, or the
multiverse.
Yeah, so like she creates the multiverses, or like an ability to interact with them, and then he's got to like put it back together like a puzzle.
Huh, that sounds like the timeline for Loki. Different times, different,
I guess, universes. Yeah. I suppose. Okay. Yeah, maybe. Maybe I just watched a trailer about it. I don't know. I was speaking of Spider-Man, though, and Tobey Maguire. I had a dream that Tom Holland was fighting the Green Goblin, the one from the Maguire movies. What's his face?
William Dafoe.
Yes, William Dafoe. And as he was, like, holding him up, he, like, melted and, like, tore off into another person. And that other person was Tobey Maguire. And it was kind of freaky. Like, it wasn't, like, tore, but it was, like, melted, like, dripping, like morphing, like, pulling his skin like apart and becoming a different person. It was really freaky to and I was there.
So, like, William Dafoe, like, melted into Tobey
Spider-Man? No. William Dafoe, like, as the Green Goblin, was fighting Tom Holland, like had him by his neck or whatever. As they were fighting, Tom Holland started to melt and like morph into a second being that is Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man.
And then what if it just happened that as he was holding him, he just felt something and it just morphed into another different Green Goblin, like his son, like it went to
Pan Express guy.
Pineapple Express guy.
James Franco.
Yeah, just morphed into James Franco, and he like looked, and he's like, "Son, what?
What?
Why?" They started fighting the two different Spider-Mans.
I thought you were gonna go with Amazing Spider-Man's Green Goblin, that freaky kid looking motherfucker.
Yeah. Maybe.
I hope he's not back.
The one that
I
took the injection instead of just making a suit. Just, this sounds like a great idea.
Well, I mean, the other guy kind of, Defoe inhaled it. He went kind of Bruce Banner with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Marvel characters got to stop doing that.
Yeah, if it's green, let it be.
Yeah, right? Well, I think Bruce Banner was dealing with stuff that was green, was it?
I mean, I assume that...
because he was, I suppose,
Gamma rays, yeah.
But the serum was blue.
Was it? But he's green.
Yeah. I don't know.
Maybe, you know how blood looks purple? Or what is purple?
Non-oxygenated blood is blue, yes.
Yeah, well, I'm colorblind. And I have astigmatism and I'm farsighted, so.
God.
Maybe it's like that. The vial is blue because it's non-oxygen,
pop the cork,
it turns green. Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
So it's like the Hulk is blue inside his blood until it's exposed to oxygen.
Exactly.
Ah.
And also somehow, how did they turn gamma rays into a liquid?
I don't know. No, because they used Vita rays to turn Cap. They used Vita rays. So he was completely off. That's why they've never been able to recreate it until apparently Winter Soldier.
Oh, we have that to talk about too.
Yes, we do. He was trying to use gamma rays to recreate the serum when in reality it was just Vita rays that did it.
Is that how it worked?
Yeah. That's what that chamber was in Captain America. That chamber was, and then you saw Stark turning the knob and it said Vita rays.
Oh, yeah, I got all that. Bruce Banner was trying to recreate the serum?
Yeah, you learned that in Avengers. I guess you probably learned that in Hulk, but you learned that in the first Avengers.
You do?
Coulson hands Cap, like, a tablet, and he's like, this guy's got some problems, and he's like, yeah, I was trying to recreate the serum that created you. And he's like, oh, that didn't go over well for him, did it?
Huh.
No, not really.
I never picked up on that line of dialogue. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Interesting.
So that's how Bruce Banner. I think that's probably comic book related.
More than likely.
Right.
I'm not much of a Marvel guy.
I don't. It's too hard to figure out comics.
Yeah.
To like know where to start.
That's what I like about DC is most of it you don't have to pick up as.
Right.
Because they have so many worlds going on that most of them are one off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the Marvel universe seems. Marvel definitely has one-offs, but it seems like there's an actual storyline that the movies are following.
Their main is the planet Infinity. Is 613. And they make a reference to that in Far From Home.
Yeah.
So like that world is quote unquote canon, and then everything else is different world or different multiverses.
Yeah. And then they're also following probably the Infinity storyline, is what the comic book storyline that they're following. That was a run, wasn't it?
Yeah.
The Infinity Wars or whatever it was.
Yep.
I think that's probably what they were following, right? Mostly.
Mostly, probably.
That's
I don't know
how it ended.
I didn't read them.
Yeah.
Yep.
So yeah, there you go. You learned something new about Bruce Banner.
Yeah.
And he was using the wrong kind of rays.
How about let's go into Falcon Winter Soldier. Because I think we have 2 weeks to catch up on.
No. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Didn't we record on Friday? The last time?
We did. But did we talk about... I don't feel like we talked about Winter Soldier.
I don't know what happened in the episode before. I don't really remember.
Well, good, because I remember that one better than I remember this last one.
Okay.
Oh, we did. We had a fight, and we had to go back and watch it. That's right.
Yeah.
But I feel like we skipped over a pretty big portion of it, and we find out there's other, not Captain America's, but there's other super soldiers that fought for America.
Yeah, some guy recreate. Well, I guess you learned that this episode, but yeah, they've got a bunch of new super soldiers that are all... Looks like they're at least one of them's a kid, kind of.
Yeah.
She looks young.
Oh, the main leader.
Yeah.
Yeah, she does seem. She's like getting younger. I feel in each episode.
Yeah,
she seems like
doing different things with her hair.
Yeah.
She just seems to like decrease. She's got a.
She's like getting shorter too.
She's
and
got a curious case of that Benjamin Button.
She
going
really
on.
Does. Maybe it's a side effect of
The super soldier serum.
Yeah. Like Isaiah, super young. Mm-hmm. Like he's like 12.
Which one's that? Oh,
the guy from the Korean War.
he looks great for.
Yeah. I just want to talk about that real quick because, I mean, it didn't even dawn on me until they brought it up. But yeah, it makes total sense that the U.S. Army would try to recreate that and experiment on soldiers, and like eventually they'd get it right. From the 40s to, you know,
right. But I also don't like it because it really puts the whole Bruce Banner thing off.
Yeah.
Because now that you learn that, yeah, like, that's like, how he was created.
How did they get it right in the Korean
War? How did Bruce Banner, the fucking probably one of the smartest doctors in the world,
yeah,
not be able to isolate the compound?
Maybe he was trying to find a better way to do it.
I mean, this guy found the better way to do it. You don't have to do anything. You just drank the serum.
Yeah, you're
right.
So
this guy already did it. So literally, it really puts off Bruce Banner.
Maybe Bruce, you know those vitamin D lamps? Bruce was just trying to make a gamma ray lamp. So you just sit under the lamp for 8 hours a day, and then you become a superhero.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what Bruce was trying to do.
That's kind of the one big thing about this last episode that upset me. It's like this doctor was working in a fucking container lab.
Yeah.
And he was able to isolate the compound in Isaiah's blood. And it's like Bruce Banner turned into a fucking monster doing this. And how many PhDs does this guy have?
Probably a lot. I mean, they gave his credentials and it was... seemed weighty. But I understand the Bruce Banner is supposed to be like one of the smartest people around town. Like he kind of invented time travel.
No. Stark did that.
Oh, okay.
Bruce Banner found a way to push time through people as a Hulk.
Oh. Did it? But, I mean, didn't he? I mean, Stark had the thought, but didn't Bruce build?
Mm-mm.
Oh.
So Bruce in Avengers Endgame took the van, Ant-Man's van,
yep,
that has the quantum tunnel in it, and he pushed him through it, and then he came back as like a 12-year-old kid, pushed him back, came back as a baby, pushed him back, came back as an old man, and then one more time pushed him back, and he came back as Scott. But he was pushing time through him while Tony was sitting at his house with Friday. And they were doing the whole loop thing. And then he comes up and he's like, I figured it out.
Mm.
Stark made the GPS for time travel through the quantum realm. But
okay, so it kind of sounds like Bruce did the time travel stuff. And Tony was like, I know how to get you to the place you want to be, though. Because otherwise you had just been time traveling into that same spot.
Even then, it still wasn't Bruce's idea.
Okay, it was a collaborative thing.
It was a very, very large collaboration.
We went so into that, I don't remember my original point on where that was going.
Something about Bruce Banner.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Oh, well, you were talking like Isaiah. Yeah, he's supposed to be the smartest doctor. He did come up with time travel after all. And I kind of had to prove you wrong. But yeah, I still think he's supposed to be like one of the smartest people.
Yeah, I mean, he came up with time travel.
Yeah. Yeah. Asterix.
I don't remember where I was going with it.
I think you were trying to defend their choice of making that doctor figure it out.
Oh no, I don't give a fuck about the doctor. But I kind of remember it had something to do with like they got it right in the Korean War. I mean, Isaiah doesn't seem like he's got any flaws going except for he got old. Like it's, and I assume that's only because he didn't get frozen.
Well, they also got it right in the 90s. So they're really good at getting it right, one off, except and then the person dies or something happens.
They got it right except for Bruce.
Yeah,
except Bruce. Bruce is just a fucking idiot.
I guess Bruce just didn't want to read any of the research from anybody else. Yeah, he's just like, I can do it myself.
They were doing the whole like Andy with the Kit Kat. Break me off a piece of that fancy feast.
Yeah.
And everybody was like, don't tell him. You figured out, Bruce. You got it.
And then he broke Harlem.
Yeah.
So fun. Yay. Good job, Bruce.
And they were like, yes, it was gamma rays.
It was gamma rays.
Break me off a piece of that gamma ray. They're like, yes, Bruce, that's what it was. You got it.
That's funny.
Well done.
That's so weird to me, though, that whole fucking timeline of that super soldier serum. Because they got it right in the 90s. That's when Howard Stark died.
What's the 90s?
That's Winter Soldier, or Civil War. That's when Bucky kills Howard and Maria Stark.
Oh, okay.
They had 4 or 5 bags of serum.
That's what happened in there?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Wow.
I didn't follow that either.
You don't remember this at all.
Well, I watched it. I was like, yeah, I see Bucky's killing Howard. I don't remember the context of the case was so minuscule to me, because I was like, there's emotional things going on between mm-hmm. Cap's best friend and Cap's best friend's parents.
Yeah.
So I was like, he tossed the case. I don't care about the case.
He killed them to get 5 more bags of super soldier serum. This was the whole plot line for, I guess, Zemo. Yeah, Civil War. Yeah, Zemo. Oh,
yeah.
But Zemo kills all of them anyways.
Again.
So.
Okay, so you clarified this to me, something else I didn't know, that Zemo put on a mask to frame Bucky.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
And to this day, I think that's stupid. You had his codes. Why not just use them?
What do you mean? You had whose codes? You had the codes to Bucky's?
Yeah.
So they explain that as well. If you rewatch If you watch Civil War, they talk about it. They're like, why would the task force release this photo? And it's a picture of what looks to be Bucky. Why would they release this photo? It was to get 7 billion people looking for the Winter Soldier. And Sharon Carter was like, that doesn't guarantee that he would find him. It guarantees that we would. And then they look at the monitor, and Zemo's the psychologist in the UN, yeah. Or not in the UN, in the CIA
it's,
task force.
It's solely because he didn't have access to him?
Yeah, it's solely because he couldn't find him. He had no idea where he was. He had his codes and everything like that. He just needed to know where he was. And then as soon as the CIA or whatever
if
got
Zemo
a hold
was
of
smart,
him,
he would have just used a number station and just put the code on there. You don't know what a number station is? It's a almost ghost station, but it just on repeat just counts.
So you're just waiting for the Winter Soldier to turn on the radio or something?
He's the Winter Soldier. I'm sure he's constantly listening to number. Nobody knows.
He's probably listening to music from the 40s.
Nobody
so he'd
knows,
have to take
no,
over.
No, no. Nobody knows what number stations are except for the Winter Soldier. Like that is all. Like he hears the numbers like 13,
are you
82,
are you talking about
76,
like
and then he goes
with the numbers,
oh.
Mason. What do they mean?
Exactly. You just have to be a Winter Soldier to know what the numbers
it would have been. It would probably have just been smart for Zemo to take over the local 40 station and just broadcast it over the local 40 station. That's probably what the Winter Soldier is listening to.
True.
He's like, I'm from 1946.
Have you actually never heard a number station?
Uh-uh.
I'm going to pull it up because they're eerie.
Is it literally just say numbers?
Kind of.
We'll see, the Winter Soldier's codes had words in it as well.
Yeah. But it's the same theory.
I mean, you could put words into it if you wanted to. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, like you just replace some of the numbers and you just say his code.
5, 8, 2, 5. Yeah, if that popped up on my radio at midnight as I'm driving home, yeah, I'm going to freak the fuck out.
Okay, that is not exactly. It's like that eerie though. It's like weirdly staticky and like empty. But then sometimes this like lady comes out and just goes 3, 18, 64, 82, 3.
I think it's like a top secret like spy.
Oh, most certainly. It's just
a spy driving a Mercedes down the road, just listening to this radio station, and also the numbers pop out and writes them down real quick.
It seriously comes off as like Cold War, there's still like agents like in America who are just like waiting for these numbers and like no, like needing to like waiting for their activation.
They're 7 years old. They're like, finally, the fucking numbers came through. What do I need to do with them? I don't even remember anymore, son of a bitch.
It just, honey, was I 62 or 73? You're 82. No, my number, not my age. Oh.
Just because he told his wife that he met, I'm a top secret
Russian. Yeah.
I'm a top secret Russian agent. Well, and my number is 62.
Just in case it ever comes up.
Kiss for some reason, listening to a number station, and you hear that number, let me know.
And by chance, I forget.
Because then I got to go raid the nuclear power plant.
I got to read my manual and try to remember how to do this.
Fuck, what was I supposed to do again?
Hopefully they didn't update the computer stuff, because otherwise, you know, I'm going to have to call our grandson, Billy, and he's going to have to help. And I'll have to kill him, because...
I'm going to have to call tech support. Hopefully they're still around. I don't know. It's been years.
I don't know if Geek Squad, you know, will help. It's kind of a...
I need you to hack into this computer of this nuclear power plant for me. Thank you.
I need you to help me commit treason. No, it's not on my country. It's on your country. I have one other thing, and it's solely because you're watching them, but I feel like that's such a high note to go out on.
Okay. Oh, wait.
Do we want to keep going? We're at 32 minutes. I probably have 2 minutes to cut.
Oh, that's... What's your topic? It's
about Harry Potter.
What about Harry Potter?
So you have been watching Harry Potter as of recently, and I don't like Harry Potter. I have... watch it through 3 times. I'd say when they all came out, I watched them like the year gaps. And then I've sat down and I binged 1 through 8, I think it is.
Uh-huh.
And then I've done it again. I don't like them.
Hmm.
I feel like Lord Voldemort is an overhyped villain. Because what we really only ever see him do is... kill 2 parents, fail to kill a baby, and then fail to take over a school that he has people on the inside helping him. Like, how are these children always getting the best of this man? And we don't, like, ever see him be bad. We just have heard that he is bad. And what we have seen is solely just the killing of 2 parents.
Do you want to know why this child can take on Voldemort?
But it's not just him. A lot of people have taken him on.
Yeah, but the child can literally take on Voldemort himself. You want to know why?
Because he was blessed by the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
No.
Mother Mary.
Voldemort transferred half his powers to Harry. That's why Harry's so powerful. So they're on the same playing field in reality.
All right.
They're like a football player, 82 and Madden. They're 82 and 82. They're equally matched.
Odd that you went 82 and not 99.
Because 99 is cheating. That's no fun. That's like at 100, that player could beat every team by himself. Throw the football to himself.
But like in the scale of movie bad guys in pop culture, he's always compared to Darth Vader.
Yeah, I'll give it to you.
Darth Vader blows up planets, and I go, yeah, I don't like this guy. I don't want to be on his bad side.
I mean, this guy killed a muggle... groundskeeper.
He did do that.
That's fucking terrible.
He possessed one teacher.
Yeah,
and was on the back of his head.
And a little girl.
He really knows how to get the easy targets.
Yeah.
I just feel like he's...
No, I'll give it to you. I don't... I...
The like, he brings a gravitas. I'll give that to him. He's scary looking. I'll make fun of his deformities.
Doesn't have a nose.
Yeah. He's very pale.
Yeah.
Very snake-like. Gray.
Very gray.
He's so pale, he's gray.
Yep.
Yeah. I give it to him. He's kind of scary looking. But that's about it.
I don't know. I think it would be different if you read the... I've never read the books.
Yeah, me either.
So I think if we read the books... I think it'd be different. I think you'd understand, or we would understand more.
And
like,
he's Tom Riddle, right?
Right.
So why was Tom Riddle bad? Just because, like, he was emotional because he didn't get the girl?
He's the heir to Slytherin. Slytherin's okay. always been, the bad house. Like, that's Malfoy's.
Yeah.
He's always been the bad house. What's his nuts? Slytherin, the founder of Slytherin.
Mr. Slytherin.
Mr. Slytherin. Yeah. Wanted to kill all the...
The children.
No, wanted to kill all the non-pure Jedi? Bloods.
Oh.
So everybody that either had one parent or no parents that had magic wanted to kill all those kids.
Yeah.
And didn't think they deserved powers. Wanted to keep the pure bloods.
So Mr. Slytherin is he's a badass.
He's a bad
he's
guy.
He's a scary dude.
And then Tom Riddle is his direct descendant.
Who's like a wimp. He's really the Kylo Ren of the Vader world.
There you go.
He's an emotional prick who didn't get the girl, so he acted out.
Yeah, but he doesn't turn good, though, by the end.
Fair. Yeah. Yeah. And he also doesn't kill my favorite co-star.
Who does?
Harrison Ford.
Oh, okay. Got it. Got it.
Like, sure, I like Rickman, but not as much as Ford.
R.I.P. Rickman.
True.
Someone else from Harry Potter died. I don't know who it was.
Hermione Granger?
No. She's Emma Watson. Is it Emma Watson?
You know, yeah. No, Emma's... Yeah, Watson. It's Watson. I want to watch a movie about the four families. That's, like the, that'd like be a prequel. Harry... Huh?
Like a prequel to the prequels?
Yeah. That is a universe I'd like. That's the building of the universe I'd care to watch rather than the textbook that they reference like three times.
Sure.
You know, so that just seems a little more interesting to me than watching the Slytherin brother kill a bunch of people and Gryffindor, of course, just slaying him.
Well, he didn't slay him. He just, Slytherin just left. They were like, we don't want to kill a bunch of impure people.
Bro. This is too much.
Bro, that's too much, so he left.
We don't associate. He was one of the first to be canceled.
Yeah. He got canceled hardcore by a guy that carried a silver sword. I don't know what the other two houses, because I don't really ever talk about the other two houses.
Yeah, what's up with, like, I don't want to watch a movie of this, but I'd like to watch a short movie about everybody who went through the Ravenclaw semesters.
Right? Like Ravenclaw and Hufflepuff, just like, who's this fucking Harry kid? Has anybody ever heard of this guy?
Like, I don't remember if it was the women's room and men's room, but like, I'd like to watch the first movie, but from the Ravenclaw scene where somebody walks in the bathroom and there's a troll just tearing it apart and going, I'll come back later. You're busy. You're busy.
Yikes. That's big.
Yeah. Just
good luck, Hermione. Close the door.
No, in my mind, it's like they're the first person to find the troll, and they go, nah, I don't want to deal with this. I'm studying.
Hey, Filch.
They don't even report it. They're just like, this is somebody else's problem. A teacher then goes, comes in and goes, this is wrong.
The guy with Baltimore in the back of his head, there's troll passing out.
Yeah. And that same
shit, I knew about that.
Yeah, the same Ravenclaw person is behind him like, I'm going to go that way.
I had no idea.
There's no cameras here, right?
Yeah, so I agree with you. I feel like he's could have been more bad guy-y.
Yeah.
Obviously, he was only a bad guy to... I mean, by the end of the movies, he was a bad guy to everybody, but the beginning of the movies... There's really only a bad guy to one person.
Yep.
Some kid with a scar.
And, like, all of the magic world says he who cannot be named, referring to Voldemort. They're all on the same page with this dude.
Right.
But we didn't see why. We don't really get it.
I mean, he killed a bunch of people, and then he killed James and Lily Potter. And it's like, that's the only people we hear about that he killed.
Yeah.
Like, he did kill a bunch of other people. Like, he killed anybody that didn't like his followings.
But, like, Bundy.
Right.
We say his name. Right. We don't go, ah, shit.
That guy who should not be named.
Yeah.
That was apparently very attractive.
Yeah. You don't, like, yeah, you bring up his. But, like, if Bundy would have killed one other family and not killed a baby, would we have gone the route of, oh, he thou shall not be named Bundy?
Right?
Like,
yeah.
He was just a psychopath that for some reason everybody in the magic world was like, yeah, we're not going to even talk about his name. I want to see why we're not talking about him. I want to see him be menacing at his peak and then have his steep decline of accidentally giving half of his powers to a baby.
Right.
Like that. I want to see that. I want to watch this guy kill.
Right.
Are you in? Let's make this R-rated Voldemort movie. We just call it V.
V for Voldemort.
No, because he wears an anonymous mask from time to time.
Well, I mean, he wears the, I think he would have wore the Death Eater mask.
Probably.
So I would have assumed that it would still be a mask, so you could just make it the Death Eater
it's
mask.
It's got a really big nose.
I have a nose, guys, I swear. But I wonder if he was a normal person before he, like, gave his power to... Because obviously he was Tom Riddle.
Yeah, does he sell his soul to the devil? Like,
I don't think that's...
And the devil's like, I'll give you all this power, but I've got your nose.
I don't think... To be clear, he put his thumb in between his index and pointer finger and is like, I got your nose. I don't think that's a thing in this. I wonder if it was just like when he did the death curse. I wonder if that, like, shriveled him up so much.
Oh, into the little baby thing?
Into the little baby thing, and that he was. That's when he turned gray. So I wonder if he was, like, a normal-looking person until that happened.
Yeah, probably.
And maybe that's why he hates Harry Potter so much. Because he turned him into a gray, fugly guy with no nose.
I mean, that's really shallow to hate him for that.
I mean, that makes him a little bit better of a bad guy. Like, yeah. He fucked up my face, bro.
Also, has anybody made the comparison of the SpongeBob chocolate lady to shriveled up baby Voldemort? Because they look a lot alike.
Chocolate. I remember when they first invented chocolate.
I don't know.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
I know the guy that yells chocolate.
What? So it's an old lady.
Oh.
You know wrinkled Voldemort?
Yeah.
Maybe they don't actually show him, but I imagine him just being a spine, basically.
They show him. But yeah, kind of. More of like what you would think like a little baby alien would look like. Kind of that.
Not an old chocolate-deprived fish?
No.
Yeah.
I feel like that would kill a fish anyways, but, you know, whatever.
Well, we've been fans and you've been dumb.
I'm Batman.